Ebola diagnosed in the U.S.
We know how to stop Ebola. We will do it here.
Too close for comfort.
A man with a criminal record and a gun just feet from the president.
California mayor shot and killed.
The wife produced a firearm and shot her husband multiple times.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, American health officials vow to stop Ebola, which has now been diagnosed for the first time in the U.S. A man who'd been in Liberia, where so many have died from the spreading virus, is now in isolation at a Dallas hospital. CBS's Barry Bagnano joins us live with the latest.
He's in critical condition, and health officials have started the detective work of tracing anyone who might have had contact with his bodily fluids when he had symptoms. That was after his flight to the U.S. 12 days ago.
We've checked 100% of the people leaving Liberia for fever. He didn't have fever. Anyone with fever is not allowed to board the plane.
CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden tells CBS this morning a 7-person tracking team is on the ground in Dallas.
He had several people in his household. They'll certainly be monitored to see if they develop fever. There may have been several other people in the community.
North Texas has a large Liberian community.
And we'll go through every minute of each day and every healthcare interaction he had.
While Frieden is confident this particular episode can be contained, he warns Americans other cases could emerge in this country until the epidemic in West Africa is brought under control. Steve?
Well, the CDC was the scene of a troubling security incident that's raised more questions. It happened on President Obama's visit there last month. White House correspondent Peter Mayer was on that trip. He joins us now with the story.
In this case, Steve, agents became concerned when a security contractor on an elevator refused orders to stop taking pictures of President Obama. They were later surprised when he surrendered a gun to a supervisor who fired him. Agents also discovered the man had multiple assault convictions. Former agent Dan Bongino describes a perplexing lapse.
They manifest an elevator like a pilot would manifest an airplane. Nobody gets on an elevator with the president without the Secret Service knowing, especially armed.
The president apparently was not told about this serious breakdown. In fact, Steve, Secret Service Director Julia Pearson told a House hearing yesterday she has briefed him on just one failure, the recent case of the White House fence jumper.
And that man accused of rushing into the White House past security with a knife 12 days ago goes before a judge today. Omar Gonzalez, an Army vet, was indicted yesterday. There's shock in Bell Gardens, California, outside Los Angeles, where the mayor was shot and killed.
That was our mayor, and he did do a lot of things for us.
Daniel Crespo died after some kind of dispute with his wife. Crespo's brother, William, got his side of the story on the phone before the shooting.
When he came from work, he wanted to lay down, and I guess the wife started arguing and screaming at him, and she wouldn't let him lay down, and she wasn't letting him rest. And he said, "I can't, I'm tired, Willie, I'll talk to you later."
Levette Crespo was questioned and released by police. Prosecutors are deciding whether to file charges. California's just become the first state with a law that allows family members to ask a judge to remove guns from a relative who might pose a threat. In three other states, law enforcement has that power. Police in northeastern Pennsylvania say accused cop killer Eric Freen has left behind weapons and now two pipe bombs in nearly 3 weeks on the run. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says Freen is stressed out and making mistakes as police zero in.
We continue to take your supplies and your weapon stockpiles. While you are no doubt weakening, our troopers' resolve is very strong. We are not going anywhere.
Bivens says the bombs that were found were powerful and fully functional, but left behind in haste. Pro-democracy protests for another day in Hong Kong, and leaders of the action are now warning government buildings will soon be occupied. CBS's Seth Doan.
One of the things that really marks this protest is the relative civility. You see people picking up after each other. Even over here right now, you have people singing. There was a woman behind me here with a sign offering free haircuts. The question really remains, how long can they stay here? Seth Doan, CBS News, Hong Kong.
Reports say 9 Kurdish fighters captured by ISIS militants near Syria's border with Turkey have been beheaded. 3 of those killed were women caught during intense battles. A new report says the world wildlife population has been cut by much more than previously thought over the past 40 years. Dr. Robin Freeman of the Zoological Society of London.
We've had an overall decline of about 56% globally. So we've seen catastrophic declines in the number of wild animals in populations around the world. And the likelihood is that that's due to a lot of human interference.
He says that includes the loss of natural habitats, hunting, fishing, and climate change. ID theft is thought of as something that goes hand in hand with the digital age, but as CBS's Heather Bosch tells us, a lot of it is still done the old-fashioned way.
When he spoke with convicted identity thieves, Doug Shadell says many were surprisingly low-tech, ripping off mailboxes.
Oh, there's a red flag. Let's go get them. That was a sign to an identity thief that there's mail there to steal.
But AARP found 6 in 10 Americans don't have a locking mailbox. More than half admit they've left items in their car identity crooks could use.
They would sit in the parking lot of malls waiting for people to remove the laptop out of the backseat of their car and lock it in their trunk so that it was safe. And then they'd go into the mall and they'd go and break into their trunk.
Heather Bosch, CBS News.
The rumor mill has helped shut down betting on the next royal baby. Or should it be babies? CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from London.
Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge isn't even over the morning sickness yet, and already there's speculation, financial speculation, that the former Kate Middleton may be expecting twins. British bookies have stopped taking bets on a multiple birth after a tsunami of transactions. One tells the Daily Express the number and volume of bets suggests someone may be trading on inside information. The rest of us won't know for sure, of course, until sometime this spring. Steve?
Well, it's a milestone birthday for an American president.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Jimmy Carter, the nation's 39th president, is 90 years old. His 33 years in presidential retirement is the most in history. Well, let's go back some 70 years to the early days of the Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Black potato chips, apples, and motor trips. How about...
Ow! The cat and mouse hijinks, There with a Black Maid, and available on Amazon Prime Instant Video, are accompanied now by a warning that they may depict scenes of racial prejudice. Disclaimers have also appeared on some of the DVD collections. The hospital at Ellis Island, where more than a million immigrants were treated, is now open to the public. WCBS Radio's Monica Miller.
The hospital is in a state of arrested decay with crumbling plaster and broken window panes.
You get a real sense of emotion, a real sense of history.
But tour guide Jessica Cameron Bush says it was once pristine and treated more than 1 million immigrants from 1901 to 1954.
You name it, measles, tuberculosis, trachoma, which was a big one, which is an eye disease.
350 babies were born on the island and roughly 3,500 people died.
So your last view would have been in the Statue of Liberty.
Four 90-minute tours will be offered a day. Hard hats are required. Monica Miller, CBS News, New York.
The man recognized by the Guinness Book as the world's oldest clown has died. Floyd Creekmore, known as Creaky, was 98 and lived in Montana. He last performed a couple of years ago. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.